The Astros have decided on their next manager.
Oh, please tell me.
Dusty Baker.
That's great. That's
wow.
great.
Wow.
That's great.
You talk about the, I mean, zagging from going.
That's great.
That's record scratch kind of thing right there, isn't it? That
yeah.
That the Houston Astros are going to have Dusty Baker on their bench. I wonder what those negotiations were like about how they said, look, Dusty, here's how we're going to do things. This is how we run things. Can you conform to this? What a baseball experiment that's going to be.
That's great. That makes, wow. I know it'll fade, and I know it's a manager, and
wow.
people don't tune in to watch managers manage, and they don't go to the ballpark to see Dusty with the toothpick and yelling at guys or whatever. But that makes that team more interesting to me.
By the way, I searched Bob Nightingale on Twitter. Just Bob N. I put in a search bar.
Yeah.
8 fake Bob Nightingale Twitter accounts popped up.
Well, this one has the blue check mark.
This one's real.
We've checkmarked this?
Yes. 8 of them, though.
Oh, that's amazing. That's more than fake Rosenthal's.
Kenny talks to all of them.
It's just a pool spray
right.
with all of the fake Nightingales.
What if it's like it's a boiler room in Mumbai? Just filled with fake Bob Nightingales.
Are you running the fake
Kenny
Nightingale?
Kenny rolls up in the golf cart with his sunglasses on.
It's a group text. Nightingales, comma, fake.
Wow.
A caller said that the number of toothpicks in his mouth indicate the pitch coming.
and he is good at not knowing what's going on, right? He's been really, really good at having no real clue what's happening around
him. I think you give him a rougher ride than he deserves.
Probably.
I think a lot of people have, but I'm interested. I get that he's got his shortcomings. Who doesn't? But I'm interested. Check me as interested in Dusty Baker, Astros manager.
Do you want to set a line for Verlander's first IL stint?
When he goes 136 pitches or whatever
yes.
it is.
It'll be opening day and he's in the 15th.
No, but the fact is that some of the old Dusty tendencies, some of that has been chronicled that he has gotten better.
Look at his last couple years with the Nationals,
yeah,
man. That is a differently run ball club than your typical Dusty Baker ball club.
No, there's no question that he is an old dog that has learned new tricks.
How many is a fair question,
right, but
yes,
has.
That
wow.
is absolutely true.
Dusty, new life for Dusty Baker. That's
super cool.
It's a fascinating baseball story, and I don't even know who's in charge of the Astros right now. Who's at the top of their masthead?
Well, I imagine it's still. I mean, Jim Crane gets to make those decisions.
The owner who's made
those suspensions.
But who's the baseball guy?
Don't you think that the owner, Jim Crane, who right or wrong came out and disparaged, right or wrong in the terms of he also has a hand in setting what the atmosphere is of the Astros and what the culture is of the Astros. But he came out and blamed that culture on Jeff Luhnow. He came out and blamed that culture on, what's the name of the Jack Weed who was talking to female reporters in the clubhouse.
Brandon Taubman.
Yeah, the assistant GM. And blamed it on other people. He blamed that culture issue on other people. I would imagine, and it's just me guessing at it, but I would imagine that a guy who wants so desperately to remake the culture of that franchise took a lot of the managerial hire on himself. Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're hitting the reset button, and I would imagine part of that is why you chose Dusty Baker. This is a guy who comes in with his own mythology, with his own baseball
gravity.
Reputation
yeah.
and gravity's a good word for it too. He's not this young Joe Espada I'm just picking a name who has to create that still, or it was had that incubated through other franchises and through the lens of the Astros, who spent the entire last couple
that
of
had
seasons
to be,
cheating.
It had to be part of the calculation.
It should have been.
You wanted to bring in some guy that, regardless of where you think he is on the continuum with how you're doing your business. I also, it's possible, it is an indication of how confident they are and in how they do what they do. In their scouting processes, in the way that they use what they believe to still be the bleeding edge of technology to inform everything that they do, that if Dusty's on board,